Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. It is a beautiful day. It's gorgeous out here. I am looking at the mountains, the blue skies, a little bit, a tiny bit of snow I can see off over there towards Idlewild. It's just gorgeous, and there is so much happening here at the Tennis Gardens. Lots going on today on the show, too. We have a little bit of everything. Today's show is brought to you in part by Diane Williams & Associates. Trust experience, experience trust. Visit their on-site sales office at Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. Alex Z is back in the boardroom. We've been texting back and forth, and if you have a problem, call him and not me. 760-440-8255. You can check it out, and like I say, I will not be answering the phone because I do the broadcast. It goes through my phone, through a mixer, and back to the station. So it is a little bit of a process, but it works, and here we are. All right. Want to give you a heads up on a couple things going on. If you want a chance to win Garden Jam Music Festival tickets, you need to go to the website, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and sign up. The deadline to sign up is today at 5 p.m. So check out travelingwithfrancoise.com, the contest page. And you can sign up for those Garden Jam Music Festival tickets, which is next weekend right here at the Tennis Gardens. All right. And yesterday on KESQ Channel 3 TV, I was there, and we took a look at Ojai, California. And I will be doing a travel blog on that, I think, on CoachellaValley.com. So look for that. And my latest travel blog about Oatman, Arizona, which has been getting a lot of comments. Interesting. People that have been to Oatman, never been, going to go. So, again, you can find my travel blog. All of it right now is on Traveling with Françoise, but we have some changes coming up. Traveling with Françoise will still be here, but we also have Artifacts and Arts Across America, my nonprofit, now that we are officially legal, good to go. We're starting. I'm going to start working on some new episodes, and it's going to be exciting. Going to be exciting for the whole brand. So you'll be getting a letter about that. And for those of you who maybe haven't donated yet, so you have taxes, haven't done that, still looking for a donation spot, you can certainly do it with Artifacts and Arts Across America. Again, where am I? I have all these notes in front of me. Sometimes it takes me a little bit of time to sort of fall into the groove of a show when we're doing a remote because, again, I have so much information that I want to pass along to you. So the Indian Wells Arts Festival is just really one of the top art shows out there, and this year the festival attendance is just goes up every year. It's been up and up and up. This year I was talking to Marissa, who does a lot of the PR here for the Indian Wells Arts Festival. We were talking about how the attendance is a little bit different this year as far as the attendees. They are more let's say into purchasing art. I just talked to one of our Traveling with Françoise fans, Gary, who is back again. He was here on Friday. He bought some artwork. He's back again, and he said what he found fascinating was talking to the artists themselves. He said he really enjoyed having the time to talk to the artists, and Marissa was saying the same thing, that so many of you that are coming out here this year are not just kind of cruising through and looking and walking by. You're stopping and asking them, how do you do this? How long does it take? What's your technique? All types of questions, which the artists love. They love talking about what they do. So do that. Don't be afraid to walk up to an artist and talk to them and ask them questions, because really, they really enjoy that. And I know we have some local artists here, and then we have artists from all across the country, and I think we have some international artists as well. And our guests today, frankly, there are some names that I am going to stumble over, and I will apologize to them, and I apologize to you, but they're a little tricky. I'll try my best, but we will get by it. Few things that I want to also give you a heads up on is the tram. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway will be open tomorrow, April Fool's Day, and it's not an April Fool's joke. They are opening officially tomorrow on April 1st, so go on over there. They're going to have their Easter extravaganza at the tram, so definitely the tramway will be open tomorrow on April 1st. And also, B. Allison's Jewelers, they have their big store-wide sale going on, clearance. They are retiring. That's what Ron says. I don't know if he'll ever be able to retire, Ron and Debbie, but they are retiring. End of lease over there at the Gardens on El Paseo. B. Allison's Jewelers, lower level at the Gardens on El Paseo. Definitely go on over there if you're looking for any gift for graduation, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just get yourself something. They have slashed the prices, incredible prices. Take advantage of it while you can. I've been in there several times. Again, Bjelsen's Jewelers, lower level of the Gardens in El Paseo. The doors officially close, I want to say, in May. I think the end of May. I don't have the exact, do I have the exact info? Oh, yeah, doors officially closed on May 13th. So I did have that info right here in front of me. A little housekeeping there. I'm here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. Over 200 artists. They have food here. They have entertainment. They have the lawn area, the park area. There is something going on in all different directions. I see somebody across from me. I don't know what they have, a spin the wheel type thing going on. You'll see me when you walk in. I am to the right as you walk into the festival, and I get to see so many of the vendors from here. And it's set up in such a way that it's very comfortable, very casual. It's not all crammed together. You can leisurely walk around and not feel that pushing and shoving that sometimes happens when they're in areas that are too small. So I encourage you to come on over. The Arts Festival is open today until 4 p.m. Children are free. Adults are $13, and they do have their commemorative print poster if there's still available. Parking is free parking, and there is valet parking available as well. So again, we're here until, I'm not, but the festival is open until 4, and if you did purchase something before, just bring over your seat, and they'll give you a ticket to come back in for free. So that's a win-win all the way around. In fact, Diane Funk, she's been on the show. She is the organizer. This is her baby. She was saying that they've had so many repeat customers this year, art goers, that they're loving that, and the artists love that as well. Because, again, it shows that they are targeting things that you want to see. And there's demonstrations going on. There's area for the kids. Like I said, something for everyone. A great place to people watch as well. Yeah, lots of people watching going on over here. So come over and take advantage of it. And, again, they're open today until 4 p.m. So with that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we are going to talk to Mario Hernandez, who is the Arts Festival Community Champion. I don't know what that is. We're going to find out. Sounds like a pretty awesome title to me. So stick around for more Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, going on today until 4 p.m. Come on over, and we will be right back. Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today as we are coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival. You can hear the music in the background. We have, I think, high school students over there playing, and there's other entertainment going on as well as food and vendors and all sorts of stuff. Joining us right now is our first guest of the morning. It is Mario Hernandez and J.R. Hernandez. Hello. Hi, you guys.
Hello, Francoise. How are you doing today? It's a beautiful morning, huh?
It is a beautiful morning, yes, and it is gorgeous here. Now, you've been here since Friday. You have a booth.
We do. My full name is Mario Hernandez. I'm just grateful to be here with Mario's Tile Care and Concrete Cleaning, and I have JR, my assistant here, JR Flores, to my right here, and we're just grateful to be here. We have a booth here right at the very front entrance, and we've been participating for many, many years here at the Art Festival. And we're just proud to say that we were able to sponsor 9 nonprofits on site to get more exposure as well.
Wow.
So grateful for that opportunity with Diane Funk.
That is fantastic. Now, I have right here circled in big letters, Arts Festival Community Champion. Tell me about that.
Well, I'm honored to have that title, but, you know, I do a luncheon once a month. It's held at the Indian Wells Country Club. And we've been doing it for about 11 years, where we bring professionals, retailers, hospitality contractors, and service providers together. And after 11 years, we get 80 to 100 people show up every month. But we give the nonprofits an opportunity to have a platform to be able to communicate the needs of our community. And so I shout out to Diane this year to ask her if she could help us put them on site. And she, of course, supported that. And we're grateful to have them here this year. And we have 9 nonprofits on site this year. So
that's
they gave us that title.
Yes, because it gives them exposure to a completely different type of audience.
I mean, that's so
this
true.
Is, they usually, nonprofits tend to get people that are interested in only what they do, but if no one knows about them, then they can't be interested.
And that's so true. And we're so very fortunate and blessed to have them here in the Coachella Valley. Can I throw out a shout-out to who they are?
Oh, sure. Okay? Go right ahead.
So we have the Alzheimer's Association of Coachella Valley. We got the Braille Institute of Rancho Mirage, Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert, Coachella Valley Volunteers of Medicine, Create Centers for the Arts of Palm Desert, Desert Arc. We have Loma Linda University Children's Hospital Foundation, the Old Town Artisans Studio, and Safe House of the Desert. So just grateful to have them here, and like you mentioned, to get more exposure because they all have needs. And, of course, thank God that they exist, that they can help others.
That's right. That's what it's all about. And, JR, let's talk to you for a minute. You have a big name tag on there. What's your expertise?
Well, I'm here. I'm glad to be here today with Mario. I'm his other half, his assistant. I help him assist the needs of the community and help him involve with all the organizations that we do to help others.
Okay. All right. And as far as tile? Are you a tile expert?
Mario's an expert in tile and stone, and he's been around the valley for over 32 years in business, and we're just grateful to be here today.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the Arts Festival. You are the first booth when people come in. You're the first booth on the left, and it says Tile Care and Concrete Cleaning, Mario's. And you've been in the valley again how long?
For over 32 years.
32 years. Well, I need to call you guys because my kitchen through my house, it's really bad. I know. I don't know what happens. You know, they all tell you, get tile when you move to the desert. Get tile, get tile. And you get tile. And I don't know, tile can be just as hard to take care of as carpet.
You know, the great thing about Mario is going to give you a great estimate and give you a free quote. And assess the situation, make some great recommendations as well, what he can do to improve the situation. And give you a great look at the end.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for that heads up. I guess we could talk a little bit more about tile. In fact, Mario, why don't you tell us a little bit about your store? Since you're here, we might as well.
Well, I'm very blessed to say that I have 9 family members working with me now for over 30 years, and we're grateful. We don't take work for granted. We're all over the Coachella Valley performing either flooring, counters, and showers. We maintenance them and restore them. And you're right. You know, sometimes it's, you know, who takes the time with homeowners to go over do's and don'ts? So I go in with the attitude, whether they hire me or not, I'll give them some great tips on how to take care of what they have. And I'll go over, you know, where they can get some good cleaners and that kind of a thing. And, of course, we give them an estimate to get things back in shape because grout can get dirty, the tiles can get dirty, and sometimes you need that form of maintenance, right?
So what is really popular? I'm going to be, you know, just say it like it is. For a while there, everybody was saying, oh, no tile on the kitchen counters. Frankly, I love tile on the kitchen counters. I have this beautiful, it's kind of a tan. I really like it. Some people don't. So what is popular right now? What is everybody using?
Well, granite's always very popular because granite's very durable, so it's easy to maintain. It's a very durable stone, or quartz is another very popular one. Tile's beautiful, too, so as long as it's sealed. Unfortunately, in our industry, sealers and installations don't go hand in hand, so that's part of the problem because then you start getting stains. But, yeah, there's a lot of options these days, and porcelain's another beautiful option. These days, they make porcelain look like anything, like stone, like wood. And so, you know, I always give advice if it's a new construction or someone wanting to do an install, I'll lead them in the way of knowing what the pros and cons are certain installations, and I can give them some great tips on that respect. But yeah, we always give tips on how to maintain, and the sealer are the key words, because once you get something well sealed, it's so much easier to clean, right?
And with families and kids, is there anything special that you know, these little kids growing up, they're going to get rough, and you know, they're tough on everything in the house.
Well, that's true. So in my case, when I built my home 14 years ago, I like that travertine look, although it's very beautiful, but natural stone can scratch easy and etch easy, and some people like that beautiful natural look, but I put a porcelain look-alike in my home because we do have the children's and the pets, and we just wanted to make it easy for us to maintain well.
Okay, and size. I remember, it seems like every couple of years, the size of tile on the floor changes. Used to be little tiny,
so
it got
true.
A little larger. And then at one point I heard it was like 20 by 20. I don't know. What is it?
Well, no,
the
you know what? You're right.
Now?
You're right. I remember when I started in the business, there were 6x6s, you know, over 30 years ago. And then you got 8x8s and 12x12s, and, you know, they kept going up in size. You see a lot of 20 by 20s, 24s by 24s, and they get larger than that as well. So they've become very creative. And porcelain, again, I mentioned that they have so many lookalikes. And so you can just about get any type of look. look in a porcelain. And the benefit of a porcelain, it's been baked in an oven, so it's easier care. You know, it's easy to care for. And, you know, that's probably the key word. It's just an easier maintenance floor.
And we're talking, and we are with folks. We're with Mario Hernandez and
J.R.
Hernandez. And they are from Mario's Tile Care and Concrete Clinic. You see, I have tons of notes in front of me.
I
have to zoom in on exactly which one I'm talking about. And you're also the Arts Festival Community Champion because you have helped to secure nonprofit organizations as this year's community partners, which is so important, and work to match sponsors to these organizations. So hats off to you. Again, congratulations for that honor. But we're also talking about tile, folks. Why not? Art, you know, actually, when you think about it, tile in the home is very artistic. It can really set the tone for what your home, your flooring, your tops, your countertops and whatnot, that sets the tone for the entire look of a home.
And, you know, I got to give my guys a shout out. The team that I have are artists, because when you can take scratches out of a marble and repolish it and get something in good shape again, restore it to its original, that's an art in itself. And we have a good reputation, so you can always go to 4tilecare.com to know more about us, or if you want to go to desertunited.com to know more about our luncheons, or if you want to call us at 760-778-7962 to know more about us. We'd love to be there for you, and we're just grateful to be here this weekend at the beautiful art festival, the Indian Wells Art Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, and grateful to have this opportunity with you to share our information as well.
Is this your first year here?
No, I've been coming to the actual art festival for over 10 years now.
Because I've been here for 6 years or so right in this spot, and I don't remember seeing your booth there before.
Well, I've had different kind of booths. I've been an activist for many, many years about hire local, shop local. Mm-hmm. So, and I've done many booths with that in mind. And, of course, my tile care, whenever I can get a little plug out for some more tile work, that's always a good thing.
Well, yeah.
But you know what? It's all about, for me right now, is having the balance of life. You know, we appreciate the work, but it's also about giving back to our community and helping others, too. So we're very fortunate to have the right team. JR has been a big plus for me, helping me accomplish that. And my wife, Madhu, has also been very supportive in our team. We have 9 family members in our business, having my brothers, son, and cousins with us as well.
Well, you know, when you can all work together, congratulations on that right there. And, JR, I'm going to give you a tile question.
Yes.
Okay, what? Because I'm loving your shirt, by the way.
Oh,
you look
you.
Very artistic. He has this beautiful shirt on that looks like it was hand-painted. What is trending for the youth? What are you seeing in the younger generation? What are they wanting in their homes?
You know, everybody, I would say for the younger youth, they're looking for something simple, modern, and clean. And so when you go with that approach, you just want something that's going to be eye-catching, but at the same time, easy to maintain. And so I would say right now, porcelain tiles are trending, just because you can have all the styles that you want, and at the same time, it's something that they can have throughout their home as well, and that's easy to take care of.
You both do know I'm redoing my entire house right now as I'm talking to you. I'm like thinking of the tile. Anyway, and so let's talk about colors.
Yes.
What is popular? Everybody was doing kind of that. The porcelain is actually the wood-looking tile too, right? Don't they have
yes.
porcelain that looks like wood, and it's not really wood, it's porcelain. What colors are popular in countertops?
I would have to say that it'll be the lighter color so far. A lot of individuals are wanting to have grays, whites, and a little bit of blues as well.
Oh, blues, really?
Yeah.
Okay, and I think it's they go with a lot of things, those lighter colors.
Yes.
And so you get dark, and here in the desert, I don't know, dark just doesn't seem to have quite that
the
same
pop.
Feel. Yeah, exactly, as the lighter colors. All right, well, thank you, JR.
Anytime.
I appreciate it. And Mario, one more time, why don't you again tell everybody exactly, tell us a little bit more about Mario's Tile Care and Concrete. How do they get a hold of you? What's your website?
Okay, well, if they can visit our website at 4tilecare.com, and that way they'll get a chance to see some before and after photos. There's reviews. We're very honored to say that we won a national award called Best of the Best, and they'll find that information there. So 4tilecare.com, or they can call us at 760-778-7962. And we're tile and stone specialists, so flooring, counters, and showers is what we do for a living, and we maintenance them and restore them.
All right. And once again, you are here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival because you are the Arts Festival Community Champion. You have how many nonprofits here again?
Well, we're grateful to say that we have 9 of them on site here,
fantastic.
That we're able to give them more exposure and just grateful to be here this beautiful weekend. So come out and join us here today. And it's the last day. It runs till about 4 o'clock this afternoon. So I hope that they can come out and join us. It's a beautiful day for it.
It's a fantastic day. Now, have you had a chance, let's talk to JR one more second. Yeah. JR, have you had a chance to walk around and look at all the art?
You know, I have. I had the pleasure to know some artists and see what they're doing. And this is really, really remarkable.
We were talking earlier. I had a fan stop by earlier that they're really enjoying talking to the artists this year.
Yes.
In fact, Gary, he's sitting over there watching. Let's say hi, Gary.
Hi.
Yeah. He said he talked to so many of the artists, and Diane was telling me the same thing, that people are really enjoying asking these artists questions. We have just about 30 seconds or so. What's the number one question you guys are asked over at your booth over there at Mario's Tile and Care?
How do they maintain their tiles and flooring?
Really, besides just washing it. Because dirt gets down into the, I don't know. So that's it. Do you sell products?
We don't.
You don't sell products. Okay, you just come and do it.
Yes.
We don't want to mess with ourselves. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for being here. I really appreciate it. Congratulations. Such an honor.
Thank you.
I know you'll be back next year stronger than ever, and I will be in touch with you. Okay. All right, folks. So there you had it. What's our first guest again? We had Mario Hernandez and J.R. Hernandez there with Mario's Tile Care. They have done so much for the Indian Wells Arts Festival here, bringing these nonprofits for you to get to meet and see and talk to. And maybe that's someone that you would want to champion. And that's what this events like this, they count on people. Like Mario and JR here, to do things for them. It's what it's all about. You get to come and just enjoy, look at the artists, buy art, listen to music, eat, dance, whatever you want to do. These guys here are here with a purpose, so you get to know them, but also to help the Indian Wells Arts Festival grow and get better each and every year. So with that note, we just had a little gust of wind come along and start to blow everything away. We're going to step aside for just a moment for some local and national news, and we will be back with some more guests. And coming up next, we're going to talk about, what are we talking about? We're going to find out about Burton's Maplewood Farm. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. We are over here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. It is going on strong today until 4 p.m. We're going to wait for our next guest to wander on over here, which I am not sure if he's going to or not. Okay, this is what happens when you're doing live radio. We have all these people. I think he's coming over now. He is with the Indian Wells Arts Festival Gourmet Marketplace. Yes, not only can you find out about art, but you can also buy foods and different type of items. In fact, I see stationery. I see gourmet chocolates, cheeses, spices. We had Mario's from the Tile Company. They're talking about dry skin over there. So there are a lot of things going on. So come on over here with food and music and whatnot. Have a seat. I was waving to you over there.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see. I wasn't
ignoring you. You were busy with guests. We are already back on the air live.
We are. Okay.
So, yes, we are. So you can pick up that microphone. It's already on.
Hello.
Hey, there you go. And you can tell us who you are, because I don't have a name here.
Hi, I'm John Halligan.
Okay.
I live locally. I've been out here for 25 years.
All right, go. Yeah.
However, we're selling Burton's Maple Syrup, which is a family farm. Family-owned in Medora, Indiana.
Okay.
A lot of people are surprised when they say Indiana, because a lot of people think Vermont or they think Canada. And just to talk a little bit about maple syrup in general, I guess 80% of maple trees are grown in Canada and 20% in America. However, Tim Burton is my cousin. And he's the man behind all this.
Uh-huh.
And Tim has a maple farm in Medora, Indiana, and he's been running this business for approximately 8 years. And he's done a very good job building it up, building the brand. He sells to the likes of Wolfgang Puck, among other high-end chefs. He's met Martha Stewart and had some business affiliation with Martha Stewart. So his syrup's right up there with any syrup in the world.
We don't get. Are you giving tasting samples over
we
there?
We are giving tasting samples,
well,
absolutely.
John, you have to bring one back over.
Yeah,
okay. I have to taste this.
No pancakes, though.
It says here, though, they are barrel-aged syrups with their infusions of bourbon, brandy, rum, and whiskey. Is that all in one maple syrup?
It is. So, you know, Tim started with obviously just maple syrup, selling, you know, doing the sap from the trees and then boiling it and started that. And then he got the idea, which they do with a lot of distilleries. They cross mix, you know, they'll take the barrels mm-hmm. and then repurpose them and give them a flavor, a different, you know, unique flavor. So he said, why can't we do that with syrup? So he collaborates with different distilleries in Colorado, Breckenridge, Colorado, Texas. He has we did a whiskey here last year, Garrison's whiskey that sold very well. And this year we have Kentucky bourbon that's been our best seller by far. We also have a peach brandy barrel aged. So the distillery, we get the barrels from the distillery and then we soak the maple syrup in there for approximately a year.
Well, you have had people nonstop stopping by your booth over there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Obviously syrup is very popular because people use it for more than just pancakes.
Absolutely.
So, what do they use syrup for?
So anything. How about that?
Okay.
The short answer. But how about my wife happens to make one of the, and we have a lot of recipes on this flyer that we give out, but one of them is on bacon. You could bake bacon for 15 minutes and you drizzle that with maple syrup, put some cayenne pepper on there, and you serve that as an appetizer, and it's a hit wherever you go. Steak, seafood is great with maple syrup. Maple syrup is
really
loaded with potassium and magnesium, so mm-hmm. it's just a great nutritional benefit. A lot of people don't like the white sugar now, and so this is just a natural sugar. I should say white sugar, refined sugar. And this is natural, so it's a lot better for you than refined sugar, of course.
Okay. And all right. So now you're at booth number 3 as you walk into the arts festival. And people, I see a couple different types of, how many varieties do you have of the maple syrup?
Yeah, so for today we have 3 varieties. We have the pure maple syrup B complex. It's more of a complex, darker, richer flavor than what you'd find in a grocery store. We have the Kentucky bourbon maple syrup, and we also have the peach brandy maple syrup. So we have those 3 varieties today.
All right. So you can get those today. Come on in. Go on over to the Burton's Maplewood Farms. Their booth is right as you walk in on the side. I know you're getting a lot of questions. What's the number one question that people ask you about maple syrup?
Number one question, that's a good question. I'm trying to think. What is the number one question? What other than pancakes, what would this be good on?
And then you say everything.
I would say everything. And then I would say bacon. And then I would say seafood next. Yeah.
All mm-hmm. right. Well, John, how do people find Burton's Maplewood? What's your website?
So the website is burtonsmaplewoodfarm.com. Burton's, plural, maplewoodfarm.com.
All right. And they can get, of course, order online. Are you
Absolutely.
In stores? Are you in grocery stores?
We aren't in stores. You know, Tim was, we've been asked and have been in Whole Foods before. Mm-hmm. However, I think it's just been a better, it's selling because of the slot charges in that type of thing. It hasn't been the best for us. They'd want us in there, and they did want us in there. However, it's just the farmers markets have been the best, and something like this, arts festivals, do very well.
Oh, well, great. Well, how many years have you been here at the Indian Wells?
This is the second year.
The second year.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And things are going well, obviously, because I see lots of people over at your booth all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, John, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Don't forget to bring me a sample before you leave, or before I leave, actually. I'll be here until 1.
Okay. Absolutely.
I want to taste it. Love maple syrup. Love pancakes, too.
Yeah. You bet.
And now that you said I can put it on everything, why not?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Again, folks, it's Burton's Maplewood Farms. They're right here at the Indian Wells Arts Festival. They are the 3rd booth. When you come on in to on your left, or when you're leaving it, be on your right. And John is over there with samples, and he has steady customers all day long. People are loving the Maplewood Farms, Burton's Maplewood Farms syrup. So stop by and buy some today. All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, folks, we're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back now, I'm going to make sure I get all this correct. We are going to have Black Pinto Horse, Monte Yellow Bird, that is his full name, with us, and I see him. He is in full Indian regalia, and I'm pretty sure that is who we're going to be talking to. He is a bronze sculpturer, and he does abstracts as well. So stick around for more Traveling with Francois, coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival here at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. It's a beautiful day, a beautiful venue. Come on over. So much happening.
The business news leader is Money Radio 1200.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. I'm coming to you live from the Indian Wells Arts Festival at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. All right, joining us right now is the Black Pinto Horse, Monte Yellowbird. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here and representing my tribe and the work that I do.
Well, you are in...
We refer to it as regalia.
That's what I said earlier, and I want to make sure I said it right.
Yes, Northern Plains regalia.
Northern Plains regalia. That means you have a headdress on. You have all sorts of necklaces and different... you have beaded moccasins, which are fantastic, by the way. And so let's talk a little bit. Now, you go by Black Pinto Horse.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And where does your name come from? What's the...
The name Monte, let's go back to the name Monte. The name Monte is really a colonized version of identity. And we had to, during the assimilation era, we had to take an English name. And then we had to have a surname, of course, which is Yellowbird. And so my father's name was Willard Yellowbird. His father's name was Charles Yellowbird. And his father's name was just Yellowbird. And so hence the name, the surname came from generations back. Now, Black Pinto Horse is a name, it's a ceremonial name. And the ceremonial name is really identifies me as my contact with our ancestors and to our creator. And so that's my real name.
And you said that you were a storyteller.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Black Pinto Horse, why are you a storyteller? What do you tell stories about?
Well, I'm also an educator. I'm an educator. I work with youth all my adult life. I'm very fortunate to have had storytelling as a child all the way into my years now. And along with the stories and working with youth and families, there's a lot of wonderful morals and a lot of good teachings that go along with the ideal of storytelling, and it helps us connect in a spiritual way. And of course, my work is really orientated towards symbolism as well as storytelling.
Okay, and I want to ask you, and we're going to talk about your work in just a second, but I hear this over and over that your native language, that it's the elders are passing away, and people are worried about keeping the language alive. Are you trying to make sure that happens, that the young folks today could still speak native language?
I think it's very, very important. It's highly important, but I think what most important is identifying themselves in their culture from the beginning. And then, of course, the language is only a spoke within the wheel. And then there's ceremony, spirituality, there's all this kinship. And not only for indigenous folks, but non-indigenous folks here in the United States, knowing that, they come from rich countries. And, of course, they've rediscovered themselves as what they call Americans, but they come from rich cultures, Germany and France and all these ancient cultures. And so they have similar... stories and folkways and language, all these different things that are important for them too. And they'll find out that within all that, there's a lot of similarities. Respect is respect, love is love. Mm-hmm. And that's important. Identify with who we are and ancestors, and then be able to spread it to the world.
Oh, very nice. All right, let's talk a little bit about your art here. How many years have you been coming to the Indian Wells Arts Festival?
This is my first year.
Oh, your first year. Well, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm originally from North Dakota, and of course, North Dakota is really a really cold place right now, and of course, mm-hmm. they're warming up, but I grew up in it. I did some teaching up in Canada. I got lots of friends and relatives up in Canada. I taught at Boys Town in Nebraska, I did a lot of teaching. I was a teacher, of course. I worked in the museums with museums in Montana. I bought a home in Colorado, and I just decided, you know, I'm going to sell my house in the mountains and move to between Santa Fe and Albuquerque, New Mexico, closer to my galleries, and just a new experience. So I seen the ideal of being able to come out west in this area and just see what it's all about.
Well, and are you enjoying yourself?
It's a great place. The wonder, the people have been fantastic.
Good.
It's a new experience, but I like it.
Well, fantastic. Well, we're so thrilled to have you here. So tell us a little bit about what you do. What type of artwork do you do?
Well, I was jured in as a painter and drawing. And so the painting, the style I do is something that I've done for ever since I was probably about 16 years old. I attended the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe. And so, and I also, you know, went to school at North Dakota State University and worked in history education and art and in Minot State in North Dakota. And so the work that I do, it really reflects that that time frame. And I continue to do that. It helps me express myself. Now, the other part I do is the drawing part. Now, the drawing part is a historic ledger art. Now, historic ledger art was first referred to as warrior art, and it was kind of a transitional expression during the 1800s by Northern and Southern Plains tribes. And so it's done on ledgers. And so, I mean, there's a couple different ways that, you know, to explain it, but it's really about warriors expressing themselves in courtship or in battle or ceremony, you know, or hunting. And so it has a great storyline, but it's, you know, some of the storyline or the history to it is somewhat tragic, but it's something that remind us that, you know, we shouldn't repeat some of the things that that have happened in the past. And we need to really get along. We need to, you know, share our culture and love for each other.
And when they go, where is your booth? What number are you here?
I'm in I-4.
I-4, okay.
Right.
Now, I've heard from several people that the attendees this year are really talking to the artists a little more. Not that they haven't in the past, but for some reason, Diane and I were talking, Marissa, we were talking, and some of my radio show listeners that have been here, they're saying that they're just really enjoying talking to the artists, that the artists are enjoying, they get the feeling that the artists are really enjoying talking to them. What are some of the questions that people ask you when they come up to your booth?
Well, for me, I'm sure it's a lot different than most of the other artists. Some of the things that I encounter, and this is just not this show, is, and they're crazy little things, of course, things like, is your hair really real? Are you a real Indian? You know, and, you know, just things like
uh-huh.
that. And it, as innocent as it is, you know, it's a staging point to educate, you
right.
know, because I'm not an Indian. The Indians are actually from India. This, oh, you're a Native American. I said, well, technically, no. Because our people are older than America. And so I explained to him, in my language, I say, Tachita Satnishwitatsanut with Gaga. I say that. And so I explained. So then, of course, they're wondering, well, what did you get through saying? I say, so I explained, you know, that, of course, we're from the original people, you know, where all people came from, we're people by the water. And so it gives them an opportunity to be educated. To my tribe, but also to let them know that there's more tribes in the United States, over 500 different tribes.
Mm-hmm.
So the questions that they have for me are quite a bit different than most of the others, you know. And not only that, this particular medium is, I'm sure, very, very new to, I would say, 99.9% of the spectators here.
So, and also with us, folks, is Black Pinto Horse Monte Yellow Bird. And your booth again is?
My booth again is I-4.
I-4. All right. And when you're going to go over there, okay. I think somebody wanted to know where your booth was. All right. So when people come over, they're going to see a variety of your work. And how many pieces do you have there right now?
I've sold a few pieces, so I probably have about 12
okay.
pieces left. So
all right.
come early and just buy them all. So.
And how long have you been in the desert?
I've been in the desert since I got here Thursday.
Oh, so Thursday. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So have you had a chance? Is it your first time in the desert?
It's my first time.
Very tight. Yeah. And have you had a chance to just wander around and go check it out, or you just
you
been
know,
too busy?
I really like to stick to business and get that done. If I have more time, I will. But I just moved into a new house. I just bought a new house, and I got to get back and get it decorated. A lot of stuff
okay.
ahead of me.
All right. And again, once again, let's talk about your artwork that you have for sale over there. Tell us again. Explain it again, too, because we do have people that tend to come this afternoon. That they come after church and whatnot. Church is right nearby, so they'll be coming over. I have a lot of listeners that come on Sunday, stop by and say hello. But again, describe your work. Describe so they know exactly what they're going to be seeing in your booth.
What you're going to see is images, drawings on ledger.
Drawings.
Yeah,
okay.
drawings on antique ledger mm-hmm. papers. And so the subject matter is really orientated towards native warriors and females and so on and so forth. But as an academic trained artist as well, I use symbolism, color representation, line, shape, value, all those wonderful things that make composition.
Okay.
And, of course, being a storyteller, it's important because although they may be images of my background and culture, the story behind them is universal.
It is universal. And you made me think of something. When you were talking about people asking you if you're Indian, if you're Native American, we wouldn't really know. And I'm just going to be frank. I wouldn't really know what to ask you then if you don't want to be considered Native American or Indian. Of course, Indian people were raised to that, but now they're learning Native American. What should we? How should we ask?
It's like meeting other people. Mm-hmm. You don't call them by their gender.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call them by, hey, woman, hey, man, so on and so forth. You get to know them by their name. You get to know them, what they like and what they don't like. And so like the Rikara people, for instance, you get to know who they are. I'm Satnish.
Mm-hmm.
And say, what does that mean? So you explain it to them. And the more that you know about those tribes, the better you become acquainted with their lifestyle. You know, they're the first people of this nation, you know. And so it's important for us, even us as indigenous people, to get to know all these different tribes because they're very complex but very simple.
Would it be polite to ask you what tribe you're from first?
That would definitely be right on the money or
okay.
what nation you're from.
Remember that.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
Because also people are going to obviously stare at what you're wearing.
Yes.
Because it is phenomenal what you are wearing.
Yes.
And they have questions, I'm sure, a lot of questions about that. And that goes back to your tribe, I would
right.
imagine.
Oh, yes, it does. Let me explain that real quick. I'm sure we're going to run out of time quick. But
we have a couple minutes.
Okay, good. Okay, so I tell my viewers and customers, clients, so on and so forth, I said, because they ask, well, why do you wear it? It's really good that you're wearing all these things, you know, your clothes. Of course, mm-hmm. they call them costumes, all kind of things, you know. But I tell them, I said, there's two reasons why. The first one is I'm very proud of who I am. I represent my father, my grandfather, my grandmother, all these people that I love, and some of them I don't even know, but they're a part of me, see. I carry them wherever I go. Their message, it's important. That's the first thing. The second one is I tell those same people, if I was wearing just common clothes and we were walking across the street or doing things, you would walk right on by me. This is a point of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was wearing those same clothes on that same street as we were going along, is that you would want to know about it. And it gives me a staging point to be able to talk about those teachings and introduce myself.
Fascinating. Well, you definitely have to come on over here, folks, and meet Black Pinto Horse, Monte Yellow Bird. What is your website in case folks would just like to go straight to that and check
my
it out right now?
My website is www.blackpintohorsefinearts.com.
Okay, very simple. Again, that's Black Pinto Horse Fine Arts.
Yes, ma'am.
.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll
wander over there later on. And you have a wonderful day. Enjoy
Thank
the festival.
You. Thank you. You too.
All right. Okay, folks, we're going to have to step aside in just a moment here. We will There you go. Thank you. Everybody's going to want pictures of you also, by the way. All right. We will step aside just for our top of the hour break. When we come back, very interesting what he said, that we should ask people not if they're Native Americans, but what tribe they're from. Keep that in mind. When we come back, we have three artists that's going to be joining us here. We are at the Indian Wells Arts Festival, coming to you live. It's going on today until 4 p.m. Come on over and have a great day. There's some people walking out with art right now. We'll be right back. Thank you.